Week 6 almost in the books. I got David Bloom in the house, and Tom Brady still get on my nerve. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, Bloom. That's Drizzy Drake right there, boy. Yeah. I don't know if you know about that.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Hey,
late night when you need my love.
Okay.
Yeah, you had that hotline bling.
Okay.
Listen, we gonna talk about it. Yo, welcome to week 6, Sunday night football, NFL, pigskin, gridiron stuff. Listen, I'm Evan T. Mac. This adorable cherub to the left is David H. Bloom. What's going on, man? You looking at colleges last week? Talk to me, man. What's going on?
I am.
Tell me how your week was.
My week was... It was all right. It was pretty good. I missed last week because I was taking a tour of the wonderful Arizona State University.
Ooh, ASU!
Mm-hmm.
Was that Sun Devils?
Yeah, Sun Devils. Their downtown campus. It's beautiful. I loved it. This is my little, like, let me in.
Are you commit? You want to go?
Okay, this isn't my commitment. This isn't my commitment.
Is he signing his letter of intent?
I'm not putting the hat on yet. It's in the commitment. I'm just looking. I got like 5 schools on my list. Yes. It's very difficult, very stressful for anyone at all going through the college process. I'm so sorry. We're all in it with you. I don't have a single friend that's not stressed right now.
Dang, but I like this.
One of my friends applying to 2 colleges, and he's not stressed. He's stressed.
Wow. It's one of those things where your whole future's ahead of you, man. I'm glad you're here. I hope you get into school you want to get into.
Ooh, me too.
Before we get into football, you like Drake, man?
Okay, Hotline Bling's a good song.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Before you set this chat on fire, this
Hotline
world
Bling's
on fire.
A good song.
Be careful what you say, man. He got a lot of fans.
Nice for What's a good song, because Lauryn Hill X Factor's a good song. Is Drake good?
Yeah, is he good?
Nah.
Damn.
Like, he's like, okay, there's worse. There's so much worse in the rap game today.
This is a very, very, very...
But is he, like, top of the rap game, in my opinion? He sells a lot of records, but not at all. Like, look at, like, I was in the car the other day, and Look Alive came on, right? Block Boy and Drake. And I turn it down. I'm like, no. And someone's like, what do you mean, though?
He's
that's
like,
a great song.
He's like, this song's poop.
No, it's not.
Poop emoji. If it's poop emoji, it's poop emoji.
It's really not. Even that beat, the beat's good. Eminem did something great with kind of like that on Not Alike.
Eminem could like rap Mary Had a Little Lamb and he'd be best thing of all time.
Oh my God, he is. But if anyone wants to go just be nice to themselves and you like Look Alive, go look up Joyner Lucas's remix to Look Alive.
There you go. See, listen, that's your rap lesson for the day. We going to get into football right now. It was Patriots Chiefs. It's what I call a good old-fashioned American NFL shootout.
Mm-hmm, that's a barn burner. Barn is
burning.
All the way to the ground.
43-40, the Patriots get a Steven Gostkowski's kick to win the game. This was everything I thought it would be. It looks like a preview to an AFC championship. I'm not sure, but give me your first initial thoughts on the football game.
Well,
who
thought a shootout would end in a field goal?
God, man.
Like, it was back and forth, and the Patriots took the lead, and then Patrick Mahomes, he can twist and turn his body like a few quarterbacks in the league. He can throw off of any foot. Reminds me a lot of Aaron Rodgers with more speed.
He probably plays a hell of a game of Twister, man.
Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't play Patrick Mahomes and Twister.
He can throw it with his right and with his left if he wants to. He found Kareem Hunt for that great touchdown. It reminded us a lot of the first game last year.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt's first game, you know, he fumbled, and then they kept him in, and he kept playing, and he had one of the most amazing, like, rookie games, I think.
Right. What you're saying right now makes perfect sense. Do you notice that he, doesn't he, like, lose his accuracy weirdly sometimes?
Sometimes he cannot. Like, there are so many times a pass would go through, like, Spencer Ware's hands or Tyreek Hill's hands, or it would miss Travis Kelce. But sometimes he's so on the money.
Unbelievable.
It's insane how he can just, like, slither away. Like, I think a couple weeks ago, he was playing the Niners, right? And he, like, evaded, like, 3 sacks, ran around, threw off of his foot like that, and he found someone in the back of the end zone. I can't remember. I want to say, like... Probably like Watkins or something, but I can't think. What I do know is that was the most accurate pass I've seen in a long time for 1 foot.
Yeah, and the one he threw to Hunt tonight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord, man.
That's he missed one earlier.
That's like a 35, 40-yard dime, though. That was a rocket, bro.
He could find Tyreek Hill open. I mean, Tyreek Hill can catch mostly anything.
He's a fool. Isn't it like God, like, made sure he wasn't, like, 6'4"?
Oh, my God, yeah. No, he was like, You can't have those legs and be that tall.
We gotta even the playing field a little bit. You won like a 3.940, so we got
exactly. See, like, his legs aren't even that long either. That boy can run.
Oh, that boy can run. So we got old Tom Terrific. You know, 24 for 35, 340 yards, a touchdown, no picks. You know,
I expect that.
A rather pedestrian night for the Tom Brady.
It's Tom Brady,
who is not the greatest quarterback of all time, according to David Bloom.
We said that,
and
but
myself.
He's one of the, and it's very impressive. This is kind of really mundane for him. He can put up these numbers.
Yeah,
you can't. And I think someone was saying earlier, you can't beat the Patriots with 3 field goals.
Oh, God, no.
You can't really, like, it's really hard to route Tom Brady. Even the Falcons tried to do it in the Super Bowl, like, 2 years ago, and they couldn't.
God, don't even remind me.
Mm-hmm. And me too.
So the thing is, even despite the 3 field goals, they still almost came back. So when he missed Tyreek Hill on that little seam route in the first quarter, I was like, oh, Lord. I was like, this is going to be one of these games, isn't it? Then 2 turnovers by Mahomes. One at the end of the half was kind of like, eh. The one he threw was, the first one was legitimate. Okay, so give me your assessment. Clearly, this Chiefs team is a little bit different. They are probably for real because they got into a shootout in a defensive struggle, and they still managed to make it a game. So clearly, is it okay for me to say this Chiefs team might be for real?
They could be for real. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's their first loss on the season, right?
Yeah, 5-1.
Like, a lot of times the Chiefs do this, and they always kind of have their, like, oh, here goes Jamal Charles. Oh, Kareem Hunt's, like, amazing. They always kind of... They go, and they eventually stall always. And I really was watching the screen today, and I thought they stalled. Like, right. I thought the Patriots had him. Like, okay, this is the Chiefs.
Here we go.
Patrick Mahomes is actually terrible. Kareem Hunt's just a washed-up rookie. Like it's not going to happen. And then they came back, and I'm like, okay, this team either is for real,
right,
or what I think is just has a little bit more juice in them.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't know yet, bro. And it's still early. It's week 6. They're 5-1. They're still doing okay. Patriots needed this win because it's looking like it's going to be a home field advantage thing going on in the AFC. Don't know who is going to be. Jacksonville, we'll talk about them in a little bit later. But, you know, Mahomes, 23 for 36. He's like 64% passing right now.
Yeah, it's...
So it's not like... But it's like, you know, and back in the day, that was like you were accurate.
If oh, my God, yeah.
64% got you in the Hall of Fame. But, like, no, 352 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. I think the kid's fine, though. This legitimately, I know it's like the whole Ben Simmons thing.
Yeah.
This is like his first year. Let's just be honest.
This is his first year. Winning rookie of the year.
Yeah, you already know how they go.
Playing for the 76ers. He is kind of like Ben Simmons, though. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he didn't get injured. He just barely played. He played like a little bit, but he's like Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, he comes out and like, all right, second year. That's mainly the reason why he's like Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
But he's just showing up, and he put the team on his back as well with Tyreek Hill, who
he's special, man.
His legs are amazing.
It's a joke,
and
man.
His hands too.
It's a joke.
And he can catch. And Kareem Hunt, who's just he has this like. I'll get to it in a second, like James Conner. He has this explosiveness out of the backfield.
Weirdly quick when he gets in the open field.
Oh, my God. And his first step?
What the?
It's in football, it's all about that first step, whether you're on the edge as a receiver trying to beat a defender or you get the handoff. Especially, that's why I love draw plays for running backs because they can be behind the quarterback and they get a running start versus, you know, like just an inside handoff or even a pitch play.
I like the screen, too. I like the screen
game. The screen always... Here's the thing about the screen. If it works, it works.
Greatest play ever, right?
If it doesn't work, you're like, don't ever run the screen again.
Don't ever run the screen
but
again.
But if the screen works...
Oh, my God.
That's one, a pass.
Oh.
And two, maybe like 20, 30 plus yards.
It's such a beautiful... Did you see the one with the double play action fake one?
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful.
See,
was
those...
Like,
but I saw one that didn't work.
Slow developing screen. Slow developing.
I love them.
Oh,
it's God. I'm going here. No, I'm going here. No, back to you for a screen. Like, those are amazing. And they just... The Chiefs... They're speedy.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of known for their speed. Even Alex Smith back in his day, he could run.
Yeah,
he had a lot of speed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he shows that off kind of in Washington. We'll get to Washington in a second, as well as the rest of these teams. But Patrick Mahomes really kind of, like, emphasizes the speed as well as the cannon of an arm, just, you know, being, like, having the pitcher background.
I've never seen anything like it in a long time.
What you want from a quarterback. But even guys, like, they have a great tight end in Travis Kelce, who he can be streaky, but he... He has hands, and he can be there and big when you need him. I love seeing the battle between Gronk and Kelce.
He's like a diet. He's like a diet Gronkowski.
He's a diet Gronkowski.
Yeah.
He's like probably top three with Gronk, Ertz, and him.
Yeah.
I would put him like second
in
the league.
That's fair.
He looks really good. And Sammy Watkins, people forget, was like a number one wide receiver in Buffalo.
Just injuries catch, you know, injuries. And
they catch him.
But I think he's in a good place now, though. People don't understand, like, being where you're at, who's calling plays for you, injury bug. Like, those things factor in when you're, like, going around from team to team. Not everyone gets blessed enough to find a team and they're there for 10 years. So, like, Sammy looks like he's in a pretty good spot right now.
I think he really likes it. I thought he would thrive on the Rams. He didn't. He's thriving here, and they can just, I mean, they use most people on the field.
Look, if you and I come up on that field, Andy Reid will dial something up. I don't know what it would be, but he'll dial it up.
I'm going to get a dart from Patrick Mahomes, going to hit me right in the helmet and knock me over.
So give me your thoughts moving forward as far as the Patriots go. They're doing what the Patriots do. They're 4-2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be... Seems to be like, you know, the same old Patriots. I see their secondary is not up to snuff. The defense played a pretty good in
they
the red
did.
Zone. So they're improving. They're doing that thing where Bill Belichick, like, all of a sudden starts tightening up the cracks. It's like the ship got hit, like, with all kinds of gunfire, and they just slowly start patching it up, and the ship's about to sink, and then all of a sudden it just floats back up. And it's the Patriots ship. It just seems like it's going straight into January.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, are you worried that they look the same old Patriots?
They look like the same. Like, they really don't look any different. And James White still looks really good. Sony Michel.
Goodness gracious.
God, he's the reason I'm going to lose in fantasy.
Pain
this week.
In the butt, man. 24 carries, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns.
And in the receiving game.
Can we please just stop, man?
He's insane. And you got James White, who's always had that Super Bowl presence. He scored the game-winning touchdown for the last Patriots championship Houston, right?
Yeah.
Versus Atlanta in that comeback. Yep. He always has a presence. Chris Hogan's kind of coming back. Julian Edelman.
Yeah, he's always going to be a problem.
Always going
to
be there.
And you're seeing that, and you're seeing now that at least a couple shots a game, he's just throwing it up to Josh Gordon. He's like,
because Josh Gordon can do that. He didn't really get a chance with the Browns because the Browns have had that quarterback, like, carousel, Ferris wheel kind of thing. Now that he's on a real team.
Yeah, people don't know what that's like. Him and DeAndre Hopkins, God bless them. Even when Josh was clean, he still had a problem with quarterbacks. Him and D-Hop, the fact that they can even be productive when they got like me throwing to him, you know, it's not good, man.
Well, if I'm a great receiver, but I have Tom Savage throwing at me, I don't know what I can do at this point.
No disrespect to Tom Savage, but he's just not an elite quarterback.
No, I mean, Deshaun Watson, did he look amazing last year? Yes. Has his injury hurt him? Of course.
Absolutely.
But I think I love his, like, long ball type of game that makes guys like Will Fuller an asset.
Yes.
And Lamar Miller almost less of an asset.
And the new guy, the QT guy, I like him. He's battling a little hamstring thingy, but I like that too. And the thing about D-Watt is I think that's the second major injury on the same leg.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel he's just feeling some type of way, still trying to work his way back
but
into
he's,
it.
He's like top tier hands.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that catch today when he went up about, you can't even see it on camera, but like it's way above frame.
I love that guy.
And
man.
he brought it down.
That's my kind of guy, man.
Same thing with AJ Green.
Hey, that's another one.
Because that Andy Dalton will put the ball like above AJ Green's head so the defender can't get it, and AJ will go and get it.
So give me a bold week six prediction. Give me where you think the Patriots will end up, and then where you think the Chiefs will end up before we move on to the other shenanigans.
Well,
the
Chiefs, they're gonna have their fall off probably. I want to say like late-ish weeks, like middle late of the season, they're gonna have their fall off. Mm-hmm. Probably end up early in the playoffs. Maybe get one win because you know they had that game versus the Titans last year, and like they had that game. I think like I want to say 2 years ago versus the Texans where they returned the ball. First kickoff, opening kickoff, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That was the game right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say they're probably just going to end up maybe getting one playoff win. Just kind of in the wild card. They could take probably going to take their division, but I don't really see them getting a bye. Like it's hard for
that
me.
Crucial bye.
I mean, if they do, they're going to get a 2-bye. I think the Patriots definitely. I mean, they were like the Cavs.
Yeah.
Think about it. They would end up with like the 2-bye, and then they'd end up all the way to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I could definitely see them getting the first seed bye. And you know, what did I say? Like 12-6.
Mm-hmm. 12, you mean like 11-5?
11-5. I could say. I think
12 and 12 14. And
14-2.
I got the Chiefs at like 11-5, 12-4.
I could
like
see
that.
A 12-4. I could.
That means they can't lose but three games the rest of the year for the Chiefs.
I want to say 11-5. Yeah.
As long as that's doable. AFC's weird, man. It's weird
AFC's
this year.
Really weird.
Like, I don't know what's going on. You got the Patriots. Pittsburgh. We'll get to Pittsburgh a little bit later. But I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the Chargers versus Browns. Oh, yeah. I want to talk about this because 1 week ago, Baker Mayfield, listen, he's the savior of Cleveland. Hugh Jackson came out. He talking about everybody don't jump on the bandwagon. We start rolling. We go to the Super Bowl and all this other stuff like that. And then the Chargers, all they did was bring like 18 people in the box. And they just stuffed the box. And they were like, yo, young whippersnapper, beat us. And
they literally said beat us. They were like, oh. Hugh Jackson, Baker Mayfield. Hi, nice to meet you. This is Melvin Gordon.
Seriously, good.
He's going to score 3 touchdowns on you. Williams going to score 2.
Goodness gracious. So, okay, this is how things go. Like, this is the Chargers people were talking about, by the way. This is the Chargers where there's some people that made bold predictions that this is a Super Bowl team. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? But this is why, though. This is what they were envisioning when they were thinking this team could be good. Now, I know it's, but then you can always say, oh, this is just the Browns. But my thing about it is, first, give me your take on Baker actually finally seeing some real competition. And give me your take on just the game in general.
Well, Baker doing what he did to the Ravens defense was unprecedented.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Ravens defense, they shut out the Titans today. I was not expecting Baker to be able to do that. What he did versus the Jets are like they're sometimes good and they're sometimes the Jets.
So true.
And you can't really tell which. Like, you think, oh, the Broncos are just going to run all over them, and then they don't. And then they have a high scoring game with the Colts today. But Baker finally actually saw, because the Chargers defense, even especially, I'm not sure if he's injured or not, but Joey Bosa is an amazing defender. I don't think Baker had to face him. But even with the rest of that defense, they've still got a lot of skill players on that defense, a lot of star athletes, and Baker just, they would stuff the box. They really couldn't get their run game going.
Which is huge, brother. Two for 36 for Johnson. Hyde, 14 for 34 yards.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. And Carlos Hyde has been really good this season.
Chubb, 3 for 25. Like, when you that's how defenses can tee off on you. When you get that production at a 3 different running backs, that's a little, oh my gosh, like 100 yards and some change from 3 different people. And so it was like, you know, Baker 22 for 46, 238, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. It's like, it's one of those things where I'm not the guy that's like on or off the Baker train. It's just one of those things where, like, you gotta let these young men develop.
Yeah. I think he's going to be a decent quarterback, but let him have this game against the Chargers. Let him have this game against the Ravens. Like, he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Is he going to bring the Browns to a Super Bowl? No. You have 2 wins, Browns fans. Be happy. That's better than last year and the year before.
Yeah, be happy with them 2 wins.
Just take it.
Stop talking about bandwagons and Snoop Dogg coming in, hanging out. I just want y'all to take it slow. Breathe. Take a breather, man.
But the Chargers look nice. They had so many points that their running back, Melvin Gordon, had 3 touchdowns, and Austin Eckler still got 60 yards.
Oh, yeah, Melvin Gordon decided to get 3 touchdowns when I was playing against them in fantasy.
Oh, my God, same.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate
33 points. I appreciate the reason.
Destroying me, by the way.
I appreciate the reason that if Robbie Gold hits 1 field goal, I lose. I'm up by 2 points right now.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be like, bing!
Just 1. Like, I'm going to be like, all right, Green Bay, shutout. I'm a fan for a reason. Here we go. First drive, just right there.
Like, and a 62-yard field goal.
If he drops the 62-yard field goal, I'm going to have to make some sort of bet on this show. You know what? You know what?
Make a bet.
Lord. Okay. If the Green Bay Packers shut out.
Yes.
No points.
Yes.
Or if Robbie Gould does not make a field goal.
Yes.
He can make 1 extra point.
Yeah, of course.
That's all I'm giving him. If he scores 1 fantasy point,
mm-hmm.
1 or less.
1 or less.
I will come next week in my Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Hey, I like that.
And I know that's not really a punishment for me, but I got a lot of superstitions, all right? And the color green is
so
one of them.
True.
Like, I can't wear the color green. Look at me. I'm no green on game day.
Like, I purposely don't get Aaron Rodgers in fantasy just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Kirk Cousins is my guy. Like, he was on the draft board. I was like, nah, I'm doing that to you, Kurt. Because I'm a weirdo, so I thought I would hinder his ability. I think I have the power to hurt his stats.
I will come next week in a green jersey, jeopardize me on my own game because superstitions are real. Don't let anyone ever tell you they're not.
They're real now. I don't know how, but they are.
I got a lot of them. It's kind of a mental thing, but I will break that superstition and support my team, which is also one of my superstitions.
That's
if the Green Bay Packers shut out or allow Robbie Gould one or less fantasy point.
Help
That's
this
my
man,
bet.
Robbie Gould. I can't have you do it. Okay, so what else is very okay? So let me talk about my man Kirk Cousins. See, because everybody like to just always want to rain on my Kirk Cousins parade. But this is how I know that. Let's see that. See right there, that was like a little drizzle. This is my problem with people always hating on my boy Kirk Cousins. First of all, the narrative is already out there that he's not that good, right? He's quietly having one of the best seasons in the NFL. Well, how come we don't want to talk about that? How come everybody quiet now? Mm-hmm. How come people don't want to talk about the season my guys have because they want to make Patrick Mahomes the MVP? My man is having a quiet MVP season.
He really
is. He's throwing like 75%.
It's because of the team, though.
Yes, the team is really good. That's what I've been trying to tell people. Put my man on a good team. Yo, Jacksonville, you could have had my man. You could have.
They should have.
Oh, we going to talk about y'all. Y'all could have had my boy.
Oh, they should have. I mean, him and Adam Thielen have this amazing connection. Boy,
see, isn't it weird? You see that over the years with certain receivers and quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. When they find their guy.
Oh, he just came into that system, and he found his guy. And Adam Thielen's had, like 5 this season, 100-plus receiving yard games. That's insane.
I like him a lot.
I think the only 2 times that happened is like 54 and 60-something with the guy from the Rams and the guy from the Titans.
He's that guy that I try to tell because there's great receivers, but the best receivers run the route tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I always want to emphasize to the young whippersnappers out there. If you want to be a great receiver, he can run every route on the route tree. And he runs them hard, and he runs them crisp, and he runs them precise. And when the ball's out, he's already there. That's what makes him great. We know Diggs is probably a better receiver.
He's got better hands for sure.
Yeah.
And he's a better receiver. Yes. But Adam Thielen, you said crisp routes. He's right there. And he wears, and they all wear those yellow gloves.
Yes.
Rudolph started doing it, but Thielen's been doing it forever. He's like, hi. Right here.
Boom.
Put it right there.
And I love that because it goes to show you, like, people think that, you know, the Welkers and, like, you know, the Edelmans and those guys are flukes. No, they run great routes for their positioning, and they're there with the timing, and they trust their quarterback, and the quarterback trusts them. Like, so, guys in the future, like, you can be an Adam Thielen. You can be a guy that they write off, but you can come there, come prepared, know your routes. That's one of the reasons why Dez doesn't have a job. Because Dez refuses to branch out and be a slot guy or be a guy that's just a possession guy because he thinks he's the number one. But and a person like Thielen to do what he does, man, and with all that stuff around him, Rudolph's there and Diggs is there and what's your boy's name is was it Treadwell? Mm-hmm. Treadwell's there.
Treadwell's oh my god, he's so good.
And he's shining above all those guys. I just think it's a testament. Yeah, they win 27-17 against the Cardinals. What's your feeling on the Cardinals? Are they rebuilding? Or are they just kind of like treading water, or they how you feel about him? Like, well, Rosen, do you like Rosen?
I like Rosen.
I do too.
Like, I do like Josh Rosen a lot. I think he's got a lot of potential and a lot of upside, and I kind of like his hints of mobility.
Yeah.
But when the run game can't really go off, like when David Johnson, he's kind of having a slump year,
18,
a little bit.
18 carries, 55 yards.
When he gets that kind of stats. Oof. They're not going to win.
18 carries. That's a nice chunk of carries.
Sure. But, like, he's got to carry that team. Mm. Think about it. Like, Josh Rosen is not going to do what they need to do, especially with, you know, Fitz is kind of hurt. And I think they lost both Jaron and John Brown. Like, their receiving core is...
Yeah, that's tough, though.
It's torn apart, so they really have to rely on their run game. And don't get me wrong. David Johnson is one of the best running backs in all of football. But this year... Last year's coming off the injury, remind you, but this year he's not proving it. He'll have maybe 2 great games, but the rest of his games haven't been really anything, right?
Do you think it's an injury thing? Do you think he's still
I think he's fighting back, and I mean, like 3 years ago everyone was like, oh my god, who is this kid?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did he come from? He's breaking all these tackles. He reminded everyone like Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, that's what he meant. He felt like that.
It was more of like a where did he go kind of situation because he had that injury. And now this year he's just – it's definitely the injury, but he's not really going to get back to his 3 years ago self where he literally is breaking like 5 tackles on the sideline to score.
I think that those days are behind him already.
Those days are already.
Yeah, and what people don't realize is they say the expectancy of a running back is 3.4 years in the NFL. So that's what people take for granted when they see a great running back running for a long time. If you get 5 years as a running back in the league, as
be
a market,
be thankful. full.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
5 years is a big deal. So that's why it's 3.4. That's why they do the dual back. That's why they like the quick back that come out of the backfield. They can catch passes. Like, that's why when you see a person like Gurley, you got to just behold.
Oh my God.
He's just a different cat, man. Like those kind of guys. And he had injuries in Georgia. And like these guys have injuries. It's crazy. You know what I mean? But it's really unfortunate. Hopefully he can bounce back. You know?
I want to see him bounce back because that Cardinals team a couple of years ago, remember, they were pretty good with Carson Palmer before he retired.
Yeah.
They were nice. And Fitzgerald is honestly a great receiver.
It's a joke that he's still running around. He's a beast, man.
Oh my God, he's insane. Love him. People forget that he's insane because he doesn't really play anymore or he just can't play to the caliber he did. It's called old age. He's like 33 years old. Calm down.
He still can catch everything, no.
Oh, no, he can't.
Yeah,
he's got some of the best hands of the entire NFL.
He really does. And it's one of those things. But yeah, but let's talk about Kirk Cousins, MVP candidate. Kirk Cousins, MVP.
You know, I'm liking...
I'm tired of everybody, man.
Hey, I'm liking Latavius Murray a little bit.
Oh, he's... Listen, yo, Cook. I'm going to need you to just sit down for a little bit. Listen. I hate anybody getting bit with the injury bug. But when somebody's running that hard, man, people forgot about Mr. Murray. Murray was doing his thing in Oakland, wasn't he?
Oh, when he was in Oakland, he was amazing. And then goes to Minnesota. Dalvin Cook shows up, and he did have the injury, but who was there? Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And but your boy's like, who told you I was a number two? I ain't tell y'all that. No. Give me the rock.
He can run. That's the thing is people forget that he can't run. And with Dalvin Cook kind of out, and I mean, he was really a game, literally like a game time decision. Right then and there, he kind of got hurt during warmups, and they're like, all right, don't play.
Did I mention that he had him in fantasy as well? Latavius Murray. Had him. Oh, yeah. It was a great day for me in fantasy football. That's what happens when you run into these kind of people, man.
Uh-huh.
Moving on, we got the game in London, which I know why they do, but I hate it just for the play, from a player standpoint.
Well,
I hate it.
They got that mental clock of 10 o'clock in the morning.
And people have no idea unless you have been overseas. That kind of jet lag is real.
Ooh.
Oakland?
Oh, my
Oakland
God.
Oakland to London jet lag? Oh, Lord. That's about seven to eight hours or something like 9 hours?
Jet lag is bad. Jet lag may be from an 11-hour time difference. Go to bed at 4 p.m.
And I don't care. Even they got there early. I don't care. Have you ever been on a trip overseas? They Seattle won 27-3. Defenses usually travel better like that. You know what I mean? They can just sit down, pin their ears back, and go after you. Cars a little banged up. It's one of those things where Seattle was weird, man. They just. I love Russell Wilson, man.
Are they good, though? Like, that's my question. Are they good?
That's why I got you here. I don't know.
I can't tell because some weeks they'll put up like a goose egg and it'll be like, Russell Wilson's terrible. Of course. And then I'm like, Russell Wilson's actually the best. What the hell is going on?
Russ!
What the hell just happened?
Russ!
But I love you. Think about it. That's always the London games, though. One team always routes another
true,
team.
It's true, though. But like I said, first, at least I'm glad these guys got some scoring because these poor fans, they spend money to come to Wembley. It'll be like 3-3. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm just glad somebody scored some points.
They go there because they don't want to watch soccer. And if you put up like 3-3, they're going to be like, all right.
These games are terrible. So.
Especially if they tied. They'd be like, all right, why are you guys not complaining? Oh, we're used to this.
So we got
this all the time. Give them the 1 point instead of the three. It's fine.
Serious? So true. We got Atlanta and Tampa Bay, the Atlanta team that I think are the biggest underachieving frauds in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
They win 34-29.
They're 2-4.
Listen, I don't care, Atlanta. Y'all can fight me, man. Y'all know where I'm at the Buzz TV studios, man. I'm tired of y'all acting like y'all. I'm tired of y'all wasting my time, man. That team almost lost this game today.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
They had a lead too, and Jamies came back and like. Everyone wanted to think about Fitz magic, but I really think the magic is in that Buccaneers offense.
Clearly.
I mean, they got guys like Godwin and Mike Evans, who's insane.
Deshaun's still balling.
Deshaun, oh my God, Deshaun Jackson.
Still can ball.
And like Cameron Brayton, I know O.J. Howard got hurt, but he was still really good.
They got a nice little squad, don't they?
They have a nice squad. And Peyton Barber showed up today.
Dang.
First time in the season, Peyton Barber showed up.
They got a nice little squad. It's one of those things where, yeah, like I said, Atlanta, oh my gosh, that NFC South is so weird. Because when Carolina can put a chokehold on things a little bit, they lose. This is why it's not like it's a bold prediction, but New Orleans got that division.
Oh, my God,
let y'all know that. Word on the street. I'm putting the word out. It's over for everybody else, man. Because nobody else can win the games they should win. Washington's sneaky good for some reason. Their defense is weirdly good.
They're weirdly good at defense. God. And then Adrian Peterson will rush like 90 yards. 90-some-odd yards.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, check in for PEDs, man. I'm tired of him, too. You know, it's Sunday night, man. It was 10:45. Yeah. I'm tired of you, too, man. Check that man for PEDs,
wow,
man. Yeah, I said it, man. I ain't saying he did it.
You know what? I'm not saying he's doing it. He's on my team, so I'm not going to say that, but like...
I just said test him. I didn't say he did it. That's why you test. You see, if someone did it. But no shit. I'm not. Yo, AP, please don't come after me.
Do not come
He's
after.
Way too big,
do
man.
Do not come after AP.
I'm
though.
Sorry,
He's
bro.
One of the greatest of all time. I don't think you can. I'm a Packers fan. You like you can't.
Oh, and oh, we gotta talk about the oh, gotta talk about the shootout in Miami for Chicago.
Oh my God,
this is a pretty good game. Miami wins. They're 4-2 right now. Patriots 4-2. Patriots got that at this stupid old tiebreak thing. That's why you got to win your games, Miami. Mm-hmm. So like now it's very interesting though. This is one of the first years in a while where the Patriots just don't have the division now.
No, they don't.
They don't just have it.
Same record as Miami, and I'm just gonna let you all know this just because I don't know if everyone knows, but the Miami Dolphins led by. Brock Osweiler.
Oh, what are you trying to say? What is that?
Brock Osweiler?
What is that?
I got to get real close to the mic just to say Brock Osweiler.
What did he do to you? How has he wronged you before?
No, he's not wrong at all. I'm excited for it.
They say I am too, though, because listen, you know what, Tannehill? I'm done with you too. I'm done with everybody today, man.
I'm so done with Tannehill.
I'm done with Tannehill. I'm done with Bortles. I want you to test Adrian Peterson, Kirk Cousins for MVP. I'm putting it all out there today.
That game was so back and forth, though, because it had me thinking, like, oh, the Dolphins are about to win. Yeah. Then they fumbled, then Kenyon Drake fumbled on the 1 yard line. Then I'm like, okay, Bears have the ball. They're obviously going to win.
Wow.
They give the ball right back. All they had to do was get a field goal from Cody Parkley. And then the Dolphins come back and then they hit that really long field goal.
Wow.
Like,
it was interesting. I was listening to the one guy on Colin Cowherd. I can't believe it. Shame on me. He was one of my favorite players when I was growing up.
Mm.
But he said something really great. He was saying, like, it's weird, like, when teams go down to Miami, like a Chicago team goes down to Miami, like, the humidity and the heat gets to them. And it's weird. It didn't slow them down, but they were a little sluggish. It's weird that he said that because he was, remember back in the day when I was playing, like, it was a hard game to play. And I was like, that's interesting. And when they sure enough, man, like Miami looked like the fresher team.
Because
people, unless you've been around, people don't know what like 70-80% humidity is. That's,
oh, my
and
God.
And then try to run in it. It is unbelievable.
Well, why do those teams look so similar, too?
Yeah.
Like they were going back and forth. Like, just, they, like, I think it was like, what, like 28, like 31, 28 or something?
Yeah.
Like they went back and forth and they both kind of have the two running backs. Mm-hmm. You have Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. You have Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake. I mean, after Jay Ajayi got traded to the Eagles last year, they really kind of had to rely on Drake. You both got the all right quarterback in Tannehill or Osweiler and Chubinsky.
Wow.
The defenses both, I think Chicago has a way better defense, but Miami defense has showed up.
They're playing ball.
They're really playing ball. And their wide receivers, like, you got, like, Kenny Stills over here and Taylor Gabriel over here.
It's interesting, man. Like, it's funny. Did you hear the commentary? I rarely reference because I love Tony Romo. To me, like, the best commentary right now. But like, he's unbelievable. But like, did you hear the commentary guy in Miami when the Drake guy fumbled the football? Dude, let me tell you something. This joke was so good that I didn't even get it until it processed when I was like walking out the house. So when he fumbled the ball, like he had the towel over his head.
Uh-huh.
And the commentator goes, see if you get what he said. He goes, man, he goes, Kenyon Drake. He goes, he's definitely in his feelings with that fumble. Right? And I didn't know what he meant. I was like, oh, his last name's Drake. And the song Drake is in my film. It was like I discovered fire for the first time. I just thought that was an amazing thing. And like Rondé Barber like laughed out loud at the guy. I was like, oh, because his last name's Drake. I get it. And he fumbled and he's upset. I get it. But
that was a win too.
Yeah, it was a win.
Like if he held onto that ball, they would have won. And they won.
They still
won anyway. But
that's why he was like, thank God we won. Mm-hmm. But I'm just, yeah, that was
oh,
mine.
My God.
But anyway, so Pittsburgh beats yeah, I know it was the best joke ever. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 28-21. The Rams still doing what the Rams do, 23-20, but Denver held them pretty tough.
They did. It was a closer game than I think people thought it would be. Everyone's looking at Denver, who have their three running backs. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your guy like Phillip Lindsay, who's looking nice.
I like him.
You have your guy like Royce Freeman, who everyone thought would be better.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to give him more touches, and they've really been slacking on that. And then you still have Booker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You still have him in the backfield,
Emmanuel
too.
Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas. They got a nice little, like I said, they beat him only by 3 points, and it was close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those, you know, if the Rams are in the Super Bowl this year, I don't even know what
Oh, my
what
God.
They just have to be, right?
Well, because the difference between them and Denver, besides for, like, maybe Goff is a little bit better than Keenum, is Todd Gurley. There are a few running backs in the league who are automatic stats.
He is a problem.
Oh my, he can run, he can beat any secondary, can get to the second level with ease, beat holes, and catch the ball off of both screens and routes. He's insanity.
We all, as fans, we always like fall in love with certain players. I don't know what that he ain't even asked me to go steady or anything like that, man. Listen,
oh
my
God.
I'm captivated by this dude, man. Like, that's one of the first athletes I was like, as like a football player, I'm like, that's my kind of running back. He's just big, fast, nasty. Doesn't not in the media. Not talking about give me the ball. Didn't ask for his money. Was given his money. Words to the wise of these young athletes like that. That's why you don't you play like Gurley does. Gurley didn't have to open his mouth about his money.
No, not at all. He let his talent speak for him. Notice in his second year he had that slump. He came right back and had a career season. His rookie year was amazing, but his third year was insane, and he's still doing it in his fourth year. One of my favorite players in the NFL right now, partially because he won me the championship last year in fantasy.
Well, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now.
Mm-hmm. And I have a Todd Gurley t-shirt that I bought and wore to school just to rub it in everyone's faces. I can bring it if you want me to. If he has another career game, I will wear it.
Wear the Gurley.
He's insane. He's pure talent. That's the thing. He plays the game of football at running back the way it was meant to be played.
Love at first sight, man. Baltimore beats Tennessee 21-0.
Who expected that, though?
I don't know. I don't know what Baltimore team again. Oh, the Jets 42-34. I feel so bad for Andrew Luck, man. God bless that kid. Bless him. You can come over sit here in the AfterBuzz, man. We take care of you,
join
man.
Join us. Well,
I guarantee you, me and Bloom will give you more protection than your offensive line.
Oh, we'll give you a better receiving corps than the Colts do.
Yeah, you know what I said, man. Now, listen, I'm tired of y'all, too. I'm tired of y'all offensive line. I'm tired of his receivers. I'm tired of all y'all in Indianapolis, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Indianapolis, but I'm tired of the Colts. Tired of them. And finally, I will end with America's team. Yeah, I said it, man. You got to listen. You got to talk about them. It's a hot-button issue. It's America's team. It's the most lucrative team, sports team in all the world. Even over Real Madrid, which blows my mind. More than Barcelona, that blows my mind. They beat the brakes off the Jacksonville Jaguars 40-7. Now, listen. I'm gonna turn on my iPad. I don't need any more reference points here. Let's get real. Let's get real for a second, David Boom. Let's get real for a second.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What in the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys? Because that team right there can beat anybody. I don't care how ugly it looked. They could beat anybody. You heard what I said. Anybody, man. I'm sorry, man. That performance, that pass rush, that defense. Listen, you know what? I'm done. Cole Beasley for MVP. I said, I'm crazy tonight. Cole Beasley for MVP. That Prescott best quarterback in football. Ezekiel Elliott, he all right. What do you want me to say? I don't know what to say, David. I'm so flabbergasted by this week in the NFL. I'm just going off the rails, man. I ain't even seen Monday Night Football yet. And you looking at me in bewilderment, but explain the game. Explain yourself. Explain it. The floor is yours, man. I'm done talking.
Okay, my first question is, what?
I had a couple Red Bulls before you got here, man. What you want me to do, man? I had a couple energy drinks.
All right, the Cowboys scrappy, and they have the ability to like get narrow wins. And
their defense is good, though.
Their defense is really good. I will give you that. But look, I said some stuff about Dak Prescott earlier in
the week. Oh, what'd you say,
David?
What'd you say? No. We got 6 minutes. You can talk about it. What's up?
All right.
What'd you say about
kinda,
old Dakota? First of all, yeah, that's nothing. But before you go, yes, your name is Dakota. Stop trying to cool up your name because of the brothers. Dak. The brothers found out what your name is. When I found your name is Dakota, there's nothing wrong with that. It's more prestigious. You sound like a cowboy to me.
Dakota Prescott.
His name is Dakota. Yo, listen. Check Peterson for PEDs. Dak Prescott. Dakota Prescott from now on. Stop calling him Dak. I'm done with that. And it's Ezekiel. Your parents give you a biblical name, so let's go biblical. It's Ezekiel. I'm tired of these people trying to cool up the name. David, my name's Evan. If that's what it is, David, that's all it is.
My name's David.
You know what I mean? Can we just, it ain't D or Divide. It's just David, right?
And I got a biblical name, too. I mean, I'm not a biblical person.
Saying, man, stop trying to be cute, you young bucks out here, man. Like David, see, he's a young man. David. But you explain the Cowboys to me, because I have nothing.
They're a scrappy team. And what I said about Dak Prescott... Dakota Prescott is still very true. I'm still not wrong about
it. What'd you say?
Okay, I called him He's just a dump off, check down. But am I wrong?
They do be dinking.
But
and
am I wrong?
They be dinking and dunking.
They were dinking and dunking today, and that worked though. See, the thing is, Duncan, sometimes that'll work. But that's not on the quarterback. This win really wasn't on him. It was on the players around him, who sometimes, like Cole Beasley and Michael Gallup and Ezekiel Elliott, they show up. He's still not going to have that elite quarterback. He's not elite by any means. Is he a nothing quarterback like I said he was the other week? No. Mm-hmm. I think he has a little bit more talent, but he does what he does well. What he does what you should ask of a quarterback? No. Mm-mm. But he does it well.
Mm-hmm.
He can dunk and he can... It's not like I'm talking about basketball, but he can like do check downs and like ins and just short little outs and like run a little bit well.
Do you enough to
knock the brakes off the Jags, but
do you think, because what you're saying is right, but do you think it's because he can't do more and they don't, or do you think they don't even know if he can? They haven't even trusted him.
That's what I think.
Because they think that he just can't do it, I think, personally. But they never let him just go and just... Like, you put it like this. For example, give me a hypothetical. What do you think Dak would do in Andy Reid's offense? What do you think he would do? Do you think he'd be better?
I think he would be much better. Dak Prescott is a system quarterback, and the reason why I don't think he has a lot of, upside potential is because of his system. It's his receivers. If he had good receivers and he had guys in, Andy Reid's thing, or he had a lot of just, like even if he was on the Patriots and he had a lot of good receivers or decent enough receivers besides guys like Cole Beasley, even Dez, when he was not complying with anything the team wanted to do, if you put him in a good system, he will thrive.
Yeah, I think so.
He will thrive.
Yeah, because I think...
That's how it works.
And you're right. He looks very pedestrian because they want him to be pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. If he had receivers to go catch deep balls, he'd throw deep balls.
Right.
And if he had maybe less of a run game, and instead of having Zeke, they got two good receivers and one young guy, he could actually do something. And Jason Witten, is retired too, so he doesn't really have a lot of targets and a lot of receivers. But if he did, I think, he wouldn't be amazing or elite, but he would be enough to get you more wins than the Cowboys do have right now.
I don't know. I got nothing, bro. I don't know. I like him. Because it's hard for me not to like a good old boy. You know what I mean? Because he is,
There's nothing wrong with him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's everything I would like if I had a kid. That's the kind of guy.
I respect the hell out of him.
Yeah, I do too. But we got to talk about football. This is about football.
I'm not talking about it as a person. Do not take this personal, Dakota.
Yeah, you too, AP. I'm sorry. Don't get personal.
This is just your game. I'm just talking game.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my game.
Yeah.
I'm just talking my game. You're playing your game.
And you're
I'm going to be mean to you about it.
That's fine.
But the thing is, think about it this way. Patrick Mahomes in the Dallas system. How would that fare?
That's what's interesting. I think he'd still do okay. But that's the thing. Not if they're calling the same plays.
No, but if they're calling the same plays and pretending just take everything Dak's done, but instead put Patrick Mahomes in there. Yes, he would do better than Dak, but would he be doing what he's doing on the Chiefs?
Absolutely not! Goodness, listen.
Right
there. I'm a firm believer in if you put me in the slot, the Chiefs team, and I'm old, out of shape, run down, has been, never was been, but you put me in that slot, I'm getting at least a 6-yard slant.
Of course.
I'm getting a 6-yard slant route.
me too, and I'm as tall as Darren Sproles and Phillip Lindsay.
You give me a bubble screen or something.
Oh my God, if you threw me a little screen, I would probably break that off in the Chiefs system.
I'm just letting you, I'm no disrespect, because I'm just saying, because they're so loaded that you can sneak me into the slot.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you could, because they made use of a lot of guys. Jamaal Charles, and I know in Jacksonville they have that whole kind of carousel now, revolving door.
Carousel.
TJ Yeldon, and they just signed Jamaal Charles, and they're should we give him carries because, Leonard Fournette's out. But when Jamaal Charles was on the Chiefs, when he went to Denver and slowed down, now he's not amazing, but he was amazing. Kareem Hunt is amazing. Even guys like Spencer Ware and Albert Wilson a couple of years ago, they really exploit the best out of players, and that's just because of their high offense, a good enough defense mentality.
Six Flags Magic Mountain of running backs.
They got their offense feels like it has almost flames.
Yeah.
Honestly, because they just can, they remind me so much of the Rams. I love to see them in a Rams-Chiefs Super Bowl. As much as I don't want to see the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, I'd love to see them play the Rams, because those are such good enough defenses to support the amazing high-powered offense. They can make use of guys like Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, and they still have their star, their speedy star, Brandon Cooks. Oh my God, these are the same teams. Hold on a second. Jeez. They have their quarterback. I'm kind of losing my mind right now, but you have guys like you've like Sammy Watkins, as well as you have your Robert Woods. You have your Tyreek Hill, like your Brandon Cooks. You have your Kareem Hunt, like your Todd Gurley. Oh my God.
Huh?
Okay, but these teams both exploit the best out of all receivers and running backs, too. Like, Todd Gurley, he really got exploited when the Rams started. When the Rams weren't as good, Todd Gurley wasn't as good. Mm. But when the Rams started becoming good, Todd Gurley became good. And the Chiefs just have this amazing ability. They get Tyreek Hill in places where he can run. They get Sammy Watkins on good routes. They get Travis Kelce up the middle and running little slants where he can actually catch the ball above his head. Yeah. They really use their players like they're meant to be used, and that's why they only have one loss on the season with a guy like Patrick Mahomes, second-year quarterback. And they use Patrick Mahomes well, too. They do everything that he's supposed to be doing, the running, the twisting, the deep balls, the pitcher mentality. They're doing it so well, and it's honestly mind-boggling.
So yeah, that's why I break my man down here. See what I'm saying? I could just sit back, breathe, take a look at the chat, hang out, you know what I mean, think thoughts, you know what I mean, hope and pray that Adrian Peterson ain't in the DMs trying to fight your boy.
Oh, I actually got him in the chat right here.
Now yo, AP,
yes,
listen.
I'm on PEDs. Washington's cool with it. I don't know.
Yo, for real, listen. Yo, we're about to get out of here, but we're gonna start doing something from week to week. I'm going to have you do a bowl prediction, a quick Super Bowl prediction. You are allowed to amend two times before the end of the season, but I'm going to have you pick a Super Bowl representative from both sides, and then you're allowed to amend it twice.
Twice?
Within the season. But you only have two chances, and that's all.
Okay, two chances to amend it.
Yes, or you could just stick to your guns.
Am I going right now? I just throw one out right now?
Yeah.
Rams-Pats.
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 Cool.
That's my, and I'm probably going to amend it, but Rams-Patriots. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm hoping it's the Chiefs versus the Rams.
I would love to see that.
I would be a dude, that'd be like, that's a Super Bowl dream come true.
Oh my God, I'd go. Just fly me to Atlanta right now, I guess.
God, that'd be great. So, yeah, we're going to get out of here. It was a pleasure talking to you, young man.
As is always.
Please put yourself over. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
David H. Bloom, Instagram, Twitter. I rarely post, but I'm going to get better at it. It's really stressful
like a
right now.
No, I'm technically a millennial, too, but you're supposed to post.
I'm like Gen Z or whatever.
Yeah, you're like Gen XYZ or something like that.
I'm not a huge social media person.
David, you got to get on it, man.
I'm trying to get on it. I'll get better. Hit me up in the DMs if you want to yell at me about Dak Prescott. I'll be glad to fire right back. Also, Dakota, if you want to hit me up in the DMs, I'm actually a really nice guy. You seem like a cool dude. And I'm not trying to throw shots.
Yo, first of all, it's Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. Yo, Adrian Peterson. Listen, I apologize for anything I said. Listen, I got two Red Bulls up in me, man. Please don't come after me, man. Just a simple check is all I'm asking for. It's a compliment, though, Blue.
Yeah.
It's a compliment.
That says, hey, you're doing a pretty good job.
Cheese and crackers. Yo, Tom Brady, you still get on my nerves, boy. Boy, you be protected in that pocket, man. Can someone please?
And he still gets sacked, too.
He's age just wondering because he don't get hit. Y'all, I'm going to see y'all next week, week 7. I'm going to have Boom with me, man. Y'all have a good night. Everybody take it easy. Shout out to Drake, man. He's mediocre, though.
We out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.